Moving on to Confederate Salish and Kootenai tribes bird regulations.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, and Director Williams, this is a really neat opportunity that comes to the commission and attending public every year, and it reflects the great working relationship we have with the CSKT. And again, a process clarification here before I speak to the content. So the CSKT have their process to build and then publicly review and then adopt bird regulations, game bird regulations, migratory and upland, you know, through their Fish and Wildlife Board, and then ultimately their final tribal council adoption. And so in that context, this process step for the Fish and Wildlife Commission is to review and endorse the proposal that the tribe has made. And that endorsement then, of course, is of course contingent on final adoption by the tribal council. So again, it's both content in the sense that it's the regulations, but it's also a great manifestation of that working relationship between the two entities. The content itself is, for the most part, the regulations described here match the adoptions that you just made for migratory bird and have previously made for upland bird. There are some differences. See a little bit of difference in shooting hours. No falconry on the Flathead Indian Reservation. And then in all instances, non-toxic shot are to be used on the Flathead Indian Reservation. So again, some differences, but for the most part, they overlap content to content. So one final piece I'd say, this is, again, an endorsement, both recognizing and respecting the process, yet that CSKT has to conclude. So it's contingent on that, but again, an endorsement, a one-stop visit to the commission, to the Fish and Wildlife Commission in that context. And that is to say also that given that we have in the past, Mr. Chairman, allowed public comment at this meeting for this topic. With that, we'll respond to any questions, sir.
Okay. The cover sheet presents this endorsement in the form of a motion. So if I could get a motion, then we can ask questions and move forward in our process.
Mr. Chair, I move that the Fish and Wildlife Commission endorse the 2020-2021 Flathead Indian Reservation Pheasant, Gray Partridge, and Waterfowl Hunting Regulations as presented and subject to the final Tribal Council approval.
I'll second.
So we have a motion and a second. Any questions to Quentin? Comments from the Commission? I think it's just important to point out, again, this is a great opportunity and for us to coordinate with the Confederate Salish Kootenai, and we appreciate their work with us. And, you know, we don't know exactly what is going to transpire here with COVID-19 and how that may impact, you know, travel in and around those tribal lands. And so we all need to be cognizant of that. Because this isn't just a one-time sort of endorsement, I am going to open it up for comment. So again, the process, please, if you're out there participating, if you hit *9, your microphone will be unmuted. And then if you can just state your name, where you're from, and any affiliations part of, or if you're just there commenting on your own behalf. So again, it's *9 if you want to be in the line to comment.
This is Katie. Shauna had to step away for a minute. As of now, no hands are up.
Okay. All right. So seeing no comment, I'll bring it back to the commission. Any follow-up comments or questions for Quentin from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I would just like to comment on their third bullet point there where they do not allow non-toxic shot. And I bring this up probably every year, and I know there's a huge cost involved to the sportsman, but I think I would like to see us move in that direction also as we move forward in future years.
Thank you, Commissioner Stuker. Any further comment or questions from the commission? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. We're moving on to mountain lion quotas.